Hello and welcome to the Armitage Candle Company audio blog. My name's Kevin. I'm here to talk about if candles are bad for you. Well, candles are awesome. They smell great. They come in so many different colors and smells and container shapes and types, like for any occasion or a dinner party or however you want to use them and burn them. And they're so fun to use. But there's been concern raised in the last couple decades of, are candles bad for you? When we burn them and stuff goes in the air, is that stuff okay for humans to breathe? Think about what goes into a candle. You've got your wax, you've got your wick, you've got your fragrance, and all of these things have some variety of history and ingredients that all go into them to make the candle be what it is. And then when you burn it, it all melts together and it goes into the air, and then we breathe it in. Are we breathing in something harmful or toxic? Like I said, the last couple decades, candles have come under some level of scrutiny as to whether or not they're emitting harmful toxins to our bodies. Does it matter what wax it is? Does it matter what wick it is? Does it matter what kind of fragrance is put into it? The most recent trend that has come up in regards to candle health is phthalates, spelled with a PH. It's really strange looking if you've seen it. But the branding on a lot of fragrance oils these days is phthalate-free. Okay, well then phthalates obviously must be bad for you, but what are they? Are they bad for you? What does the industry say, and what are we doing to make it phthalate-free if we had to use phthalates in a lot of these compositions to begin with? And so this entire discussion really starts with the fragrance industry, the people producing all of these materials that we're putting in our candles, and we have to ask them, you know, what are you doing? What are you putting in these things? And is it something that we know a lot about, or do we use it because it works, but we're not sure what the impact is? And looking at fragrance oils, which is the main component in a scent, the ingredients of which are kind of hard to tell. There's a law in the U.S. that requires cosmetic products to include ingredients list, which you think would be awesome. But the FDA allows these same ingredients to be called trade secrets. Well, the problem with that is a lot of consumers today are a lot smarter, they care a lot more about human health, and they're wondering, hey, what is this trade secret that you're putting in here? Is it harmful to me? And what we found is that a lot of the fragrance oils that were commonly put out in the early 2000s and early 2010s even contain what we call a phthalate. So what the heck is a phthalate? Well, it starts with PH, then it has a TH and AL, ATE. It's probably the single worst word ever invented. It's horrible. What is a phthalate? Well, a phthalate is actually more of a descriptor word. It describes a collection of compounds that meet some sort of chemical structure. Phthalates are used a lot in plastics manufacturing to change rigid plastic into flexible plastic. But the problem is that most recently there have been studies on a lot of these phthalates that were used that show that they are toxic to human health and they are a problem. As soon as news about phthalates being bad came out, it swiftly moved across and we banned all sorts of things, especially in the US. Namely, we found that a lot of phthalates were used in plastics manufacturing for children's toys, so that's a big no-no. But it's not really fair to classify all phthalates as equals. They exist in quite a variety and they serve a pretty diverse set of functions. So the real question is what phthalates are being used in fragrance oils for candles and what do we know about it? Is it okay? According to the International Fragrance Association, there's really only one type of phthalate used in fragrances. Its name is diethyl phthalate, which we'll just call DEP for short. And DEP is really used as a solvent. So it's more of a chemistry type thing, and it allows a lot of these other ingredients that make up a fragrance oil to play nice with each other at room temperature when they otherwise wouldn't. Well, without DEP, chemical engineers have to find other alternatives to meet the same need that DEP once did, and you end up with things like vegetable oil or castor oil. They're not normally as good as DEP, which is why DEP was so popular until recently. Well, the industry responded by claiming all phthalates are worth avoiding, even the ones that worked really well in fragrance oils, because we don't want to risk any human health for the possible benefits of a chemical that's actually hurting people. After all, human life is obviously more valuable than a candle. The ultimate question still exists. Are candles that use fragrance oils containing the phthalate DEP toxic? Despite the widespread belief of phthalates being bad, and they are, there's a little bit of a conflict of this information. The drama really exists because of all of DEP's bad cousins. Well, despite the outrage against phthalates, the surprising answer is that we haven't found DEP to be harmful to human health in any way. And we also know that DEP is the only ingredient used in fragrance oil. So how do we know this to be true? A few authorities have looked into the impact of DEP on human health, and they all come to the same conclusion, which is that DEP is actually okay. There's nothing wrong with DEP, but because it's a phthalate, because it has cousins that misbehave, we probably should avoid it. But the candle industry, the fragrance oil industry, said, you know what? The publicity isn't worth it. And without raising any conspiracy theories, it seems that the marketing around phthalates has been a lot stronger than the science around phthalates. And that being that DEP, the fragrance oil component, isn't harmful, but because other phthalates are, it's a buzzword best left avoided across the entire industry. So who are these authorities? Well, the FDA has looked into it, the IFRA, that's the International Fragrance Association. European Commission was informed by the SCCS that DEP was okay. The World Health Organization said DEP was okay. And the CDC has even said DEP has no connection to cancer in humans or animals. We haven't found a strong indication anywhere that either the wax or the fragrance oil is contributing to any sort of health issues in human beings. We shouldn't necessarily blindly accept and trust a single industry as the sole source of truth on the matter. The IFRA raised up their own arm of science to provide scientific data around all these fragrance oil impacts. And that sounds great and all, but it's kind of like the fox guarding the hen house, because it's in their interest to say that everything's okay. So the candle industry shouldn't necessarily take everything without cross-examination by third parties to make sure it's okay. Consider that over 100 items on the IFRA transparency list are considered toxic by many sources, including California's Proposition 65 list. If safety and protection of human health is a priority by fragrance users and the candle industry, we should continually examine ingredients, the transparency, and we should scrutinize how the fragrance industry conducts themselves so that we as the consumers and the sellers know that candles are okay and we can enjoy however awesome they are in our homes for the smells, for the colors, for the jars, for the events, and that's all. That's it! That's the audio blog. My name's Kevin. Thanks for visiting Armitage Candle Company.